representatives from Sudan's warring sides are in Saudi Arabia for talks, along with a senior UN official. Delegates from the army and the paramilitary rapid support forces have said they would only discuss a humanitarian truce and not an end to the conflict. Hundreds of people have been killed in the fighting so far that began 3 weeks ago. And as Hibba Morgan reports from Khartoum, even as the talks get underway, bloodshed continues in the capital.
A Sudanese army tank comes under attack in Khartoum and fires back at positions held by the paramilitary rapid support forces. As representatives from the rival sides meet in Jeddah for talks, fighting is continuing around the presidential palace. The Sudanese army has increased its attacks on the rapid support forces in many parts of the capital, especially around the presidential palace. There's been more airstrikes near the compound and in other parts of the city where the RSF is thought to be positioned. The RSF has responded with surface-to-air missiles and other heavy artillery. Amid the conflict, looting. In North Khartoum, this meat factory was set on fire.
I don't know the source of the fire. Another fire also broke out days later in a furniture store near us. People loot and burn. That's what they do. They also burned another place not far from here.
This factory belongs to one of the largest food packaging companies in Sudan.
We received materials 10 days ago. The looters came and asked us about the contents of the cartons. Then they slit the cartons open with knives and looted what was inside. This has happened several times.
More people are fleeing the capital. In Port Sudan, on the eastern Red Sea coast, authorities are struggling to cope.
We hope the United Nations envoy, who is now in Port Sudan, will sort out the problem of the Syrians and the Yemenis in particular. This solution could be to evacuate them to their countries or to another country, or to put them in refugee camps outside the state, so as not to face problems and security challenges because of their large numbers.
The Sudanese Red Crescent is treating the injured.
Recently, cases of malaria have appeared. Most of the existing medications are antibiotics, pain relievers, as well as diabetes and blood pressure medications. We have comprehensive medications, but they are not sufficient.
These people are waiting to leave the country, but millions of others are trapped by the fighting and struggling to get medicine, food, or water. Hibba Morgan, Al Jazeera, Khartoum.
Sources said a report from King Faisal Naval Base in Jeddah, where a ship has arrived carrying Yemenis who are stranded in Port Sudan.
After 10 hours of journey on the Red Sea, the first ship carrying the Yemenis who were stranded in Port Sudan has finally arrived in Jeddah in King Faisal Naval Base. And those are the Yemenis that were stranded in Port Sudan for days and days. So two ships were expected to arrive in this base. This is the first one. In total, today, Saudi Arabia is receiving more than 470 Yemenis here. These people are running from a brutal war on the other side of the sea. So here, the ambulances, medical teams are receiving them. They are warmly welcomed, presented by the roses, by officials here. And then they will get on the buses and being taken to the hotels, a temporary place that they are going to stay in. And Saudi officials are saying that they have been granted 1 month residence visa. The spokesperson of the Saudi Naval Forces has told me that so far Saudi Arabia has received 7,800 evacuees from Port Sudan. So here, a frantic force are on the way to welcome and shelter them. However, on the other side of the sea, the war between the paramilitary rapid support forces and Sudan's army, which were supposed to protect Sudanese, are still fighting each other. And in Port Sudan, there are still thousands desperately waiting to be evacuated. Resul Serdar, Al Jazeera, King Faisal Naval Base in Jeddah.
And some Sudanese refugees are crossing the border into Ethiopia, carrying their belongings and provisions on donkey carts. They have to register with the International Organization for Migration to get aid. The UN estimates that more than 800,000 people will flee violence from Sudan. Meanwhile, Qatar sent a third plane carrying essential supplies to Port Sudan. More than 20 tons of food and medical supplies were delivered on Sunday. Shops remain closed as fighting continues in many parts of the country, so food and water are scarce. Relief flight returned to Qatar with 71 Sudanese evacuees on board.
Everything, lack of water, lack of fuel, lack of medicine, lack of even hospitals and doctors.
In fact, we suffer for the last 3 days. Till we arrive to Port Sudan, no sleep, no food, no nothing.